Let's talk about relationships and COVID. I mentioned on the radio yesterday that I'd read an article somewhere, I still don't remember where, I think it was the BBC, saying that advice to people, because a lot of people, I mean, it's much written about and much talked about, that relationships, romantic relationships, partnerships, marital partnerships, are under incredible strain. And there are many divorces being set in motion, and that's a result of people living cheek by jowl, pocket in pocket, when their normal lives would give them more free space and so on. And that there are a lot of relationships in a lot of trouble, and a lot of that trouble is down to the pressures that COVID places on relationships and on individuals. And this article was arguing, was quoting some therapist, some counselor, as saying, try and hold on. Try and understand that what's happening to you now is not necessarily due to unbreakable fractures in your relationship. It's about COVID. And COVID, particularly if you live in a country with a good vaccination program, is going to free you up in some month's time. So rather hold on and then assess your relationship. And then today I read about something called apocalyptic dating, which is, I suppose, the obverse of that, that apparently people, particularly younger people, are dating like crazy. It's as if they say we must date because we might never have a chance to date again. Paula Quinsey is on the line to us now, a relationship expert. Paula, good afternoon.
Hi there. Good afternoon to you and the listeners.
Let's talk about that first aspect, that people should try and find the tolerance for each other and the acceptance of their difficulties in the relationship and wait until COVID has passed to see whether what they perceive as a permanent breakdown in their relationships actually is not. It can be rebuilt once they return to something approaching normality.
Yeah, I mean, that is definitely what a lot of couples are experiencing, and that I am seeing in the work that I do. But to make decisions when you are in an emotional state, we all know can often lead to regret. So on the one hand, yes, understand that what we are going through, and even people are tired of hearing this as well, is that we're going through abnormal stress levels, and it is impacting us at an individual level, at a couple relationship level, and at a family level as well. So it is perfectly normal to be feeling those things and to be having this kind of impact on your relationship.
And what is your advice in a situation like this? Do you try and nudge them towards holding on, because at some point in South Africa, probably later than in other countries, but at some point the COVID pressure will be off their relationships and it's probably better for them to try and hold on?
Look, this is where I would definitely say to reach out and get help, either professional help or someone that can help you process it and work through it at an individual level and then from a couple perspective. Because often what happens is we act out our emotions and what we're feeling if we don't know how to articulate what's really going on inside of us. You know, irritability, not sleeping well, stress, anxiety, all of those things can make us act out in different ways and take it out on our loved ones and those closest to us. So don't wait until COVID ends, because we don't know when it's going to end. Rather seek help now and see if you can process it and work through it and find a way of, you know, being there and supporting each other through it than throwing in the towel. But if it's getting to those extreme cases where there is symptoms of abuse, then absolutely, you know, that's when you need to look at doing something for your own personal well-being and safety.
And the couples that you have had seeking professional help with you, who've brought these, you know, who've had, yeah, maybe the relationship was not entirely healthy when COVID hit us. Maybe it was, and their particular couple's experience of COVID fractured the relationship. Do they leave counseling in the frame of mind to say, let's keep trying, generally?
So, yes, those couples who were already on shaky ground before COVID hit, you know, what's going on in their relationship is not as a result of COVID. Their problems were there long before COVID hit. And if they cannot work through and find a way to resolve and fix what was going wrong in their relationship before COVID, probably going to be very difficult to find a way to hold on for those reasons and just to, you know, see COVID through. So what we would then do is look at finding ways of what we call conscious uncoupling, and where you can find a way to part in respectful terms, especially if children are involved, and look at putting stable parenting, co-parenting plans in place to create a stable emotional environment for the kids as well.
Okay, and the issue of apocalypse dating, is that something that you've come across?
So I'm definitely hearing it in terms of the younger generation, so the mid to late 20s, early 30s, you know, especially where our traditional dating activities have been taken away from us or limited due to curfews and that, so we can't go out and socialize. And, the fact that I'm feeling like life is passing me by and I'm missing out on so much of life and important life stages, and that, you know, I don't want to be alone either. So, yes, we're definitely seeing that.
And are people risking things by doing this? I mean, is trying to cram as much as possible into as short a time as possible, because who knows what next month or the month after holds. Let's do it all now. Does that pose risks to mental and psychological health and stability? Or is it cool? Why not?
So, look, absolutely. You know, if you rush into a relationship for all the wrong reasons, then, you know, the odds of it lasting for the longer term are probably questionable. So from a mental health perspective, yes, getting into a relationship for all the wrong reasons, you take the risk of you don't know the person well enough, you don't know them long enough, you don't know enough about their background, about their history, you don't know how sustainable it is. And we all know the beginning stages of a relationship is generally a combination of attraction, infatuation, and lust before real love starts creeping into the equation. On the other hand, from a physical perspective, not only from a sexual health perspective and safety, but also obviously from a COVID perspective, because you don't know who that person is socializing, what their social interactions are like, as well as your own. And so how do you keep yourself safe on that level as well?
Paula, thanks very much for talking to us. Much appreciated relationship expert, Paula Quinsey.